talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And we're open for phone calls as well as text today. Everything's up. So lines are open, phone calls and text, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to say once again how glad I am we have an app. Devil Radio has this app that you can download from Apple and Google, from our website, and carry 24/7 Devil Radio, your favorite shows. Lots to get to. We're going to get right to it. And for a change, we're going to start out with some good news. There is good news. There's plenty of good news. Very optimistic about everything. But the good news is on the COVID front. Right now, COVID deaths have fallen to their lowest levels in the United States since March of 2020. March of 2020. You may remember March of 2020. Through February, most people didn't have a clue that the shutdown was coming. We'd heard about COVID deaths in a Seattle assisted living facility and one in California. And suddenly it's a tsunami. The governors are closed the states in about the middle of March. Lowest level since March of 2020. 15,000 deaths per day. Now, that's a lot of deaths. That's a lot of deaths. It's not as if this has been beaten. But the fact is, as more and more people get vaccinated, more and more people use common sense, wear masks, social distance, unless they're vaccinated, and even if they are, they do. They have to on interstate travel, on airplanes, trains, that kind of thing. We're bringing it down. So part of the problem in the United States, I mean, we have plenty of vaccine. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, down at our convention center, just had open vaccinations. Anybody could walk in without an appointment, just show that you were over originally 18, then 16, now 12. And they finally shut down because they didn't get enough customers. And there are various anti-vaxxer and anti-masker groups of people out there. Some of them are simply people on the far right who somehow think this is a political litmus test, that somehow the vaccine, taking it is a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you're caving into authority, that kind of thing. You know, the problem is there's a thing called the Darwin effect. I mean, at some point, if people refuse to protect themselves, they're going to get sick, and sadly, some of them will pass away. But the problem with that is that they will also communicate it to other people. So there's got to be continued education, continued lobbying, really, in social media, lobbying just in private opinion to people. Get vaccinated. Just get vaccinated. We have to get to about 70% of the population, maybe 75%, before we've herd immunity. And we're not there yet. We're getting there, but we're not there yet. And there are other communities who are suspicious of it, that kind of thing. Wrongly suspicious of the medicine involved. It's very, very safe, perfectly safe, and you got to do it. So good news, very good news. COVID deaths have fallen to the lowest levels since March of 2020, and they continue to go down. And in Wisconsin, you can see it. The other day, Wisconsin reported less than 200 cases statewide. I remember in the past, they were up to 5,000 or 6,000, and that wasn't so long ago, back in November. So it's all good on that front. It's just that we're going to encounter pockets of anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers. Stop being anti. Why don't you be pro something? Like, get yourself inoculated, get the vaccine. Protect yourself, your family, your friends, protect everybody in society. On the infrastructure front, there's a very elaborate dance going on, and it's not for the intended target that you think. It's not for the intended target that you think. The Republicans say they are mulling, whatever that is, whatever they mean by mulling. They don't mull anything. Moscow Mitch talks to the donors. He talks to the handful of people on the right wing, the Trump people, whether he likes them or not. And he does what they say. They're not mulling anything. But he claims that they're mulling. So there they are sitting there mulling, chewing their cuds. And they're mulling, offering Biden more in infrastructure money. Now, this is a scam, okay? They, quote, offered him, end quote, a little over $900 billion. Let's call it a trillion. Let's call it a trillion. But really, it was about $200 billion in real spending. The rest of it was going to come from COVID money that had been allocated in the last bill for other purposes. And they were really saying to him, well, why don't you just transfer that over? Well, no, we're not going to transfer that over. We're not going to cut off that previous bill and fall for this kind of thing. So when they say they're mulling something more, it's not clear at all whether he is claiming, in my view, falsely, that they will offer more than $1 trillion, or that even in their $1 trillion offer, more of it will be new money. That's not clear. That's not clear. When somebody says he's mulling something, he's usually dodging and weaving and figuring out how he can run away. Now, on the other hand, and then I'll tell you who the target is. On the other hand, Biden now says that he might consider coming down to $1 trillion, but it would have to be all new money. In other words, none of these tricks about kind of shoveling in money from the prior COVID bill. He also said, that he's open to keeping corporate taxes at 21%, not raising them to 28% to pay for this. 21% is what Trump cut it to. 28% is what it had been, which was still down from higher amounts. But he is insisting, in my view, rightly, that there be a 15% minimum tax, because more than 50 of the largest companies in this country pay no taxes. They pay no taxes legally. They have offshore investments. They have offshore plants. They allocate money overseas. They park money overseas. They park it in foreign banks. It's not taxed till it's repatriated. Trump let companies repatriate it for a very, very small amount. And this dance goes on. And the people that are really paying taxes are wage earners. Hedge fund owners do not pay income tax. Does that surprise you? Hedge fund owners do not pay income tax. Why do I say that? Hedge funds, many of them have $1 billion to $50 billion under investment. They set up a contract where they get a certain percentage of everything every year, no matter what they do, whether they win or lose. So if they have $1 billion, for every $1 billion they have under investment, they will get, say, 1.5%. Okay? 10% of $1 billion is 100 million. 1% is 10 million. 1.5% is 15 million. They get a $15 million paycheck for every billion invested, whether it wins or loses, they get it. And their overhead is beans. It's an office somewhere, clerical staff, maybe a couple of analysts. They don't pay them a lot, and they're left there with the $15 million under that example. But they also get frequently something like 20% of everything that they invest that beats the S&P 500 index. So if they beat the S&P 500 index, they get 20% of the gain of that, okay? They get all that. That induces them to gamble. Why not? Take a flyer, invest in derivatives and all this. If you happen to score 1 year, you're going to get 20% of the gain. And if you go bust, if you lose half the money, you still get 1.5% of what's left. So why don't they pay income tax? They don't pay income tax because their lobbyists went to Congress, squeezed them, and they squeezed Democrats and Republicans. And they said, what we make is not income. It's carried interest. I'm not going to bore you with the details. That's something that people give to oil companies, timber and gas interests, because, you know, you can go out and drill 10 dry wells and lose a lot of money. And then when you hit on the 11th well, the idea is it should be taxed to capital gains, not income, lower tax. So they're saying, we're just like oil drillers and timber. No, you're not. You're sitting there. They take risks. You don't take any risks. You sit there. You get 1.5% of everything, no matter what you do. So they pay very little taxes and no income tax. And more than 50 corporations pay nothing at all. And Biden is saying, well, why don't we have them start paying 15%? This is all directed at an audience called Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. The Republicans are claiming we're going to give more so that Manchin will run around saying he wants to be bipartisan. It's all baloney. They're not giving any more. Biden is saying, okay, keep corporate taxes at 21%, and I'll come down to a trillion, because he's not going to get anything without Joe Manchin. This is all to woo Joe Manchin. And that's extremely sad that we have to get down to that to keep our Democratic majority. And I do not know if it's going to work. I'm afraid it will not. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.